Why are you looking so gloomy, Don?
Well, Yael, my doctor said that for the sake of my health, I need to give up sugary drinks such as cola. And you know how I love my cola.
Your doctor's advice makes sense, Don. Too many added sugars in your diet are correlated with a decrease in the intake of essential nutrients and, of course, with an increase in weight.
I know. And soft drinks and fruit punch and many other juices are just full of added sugars. We've been hearing that for years. What else is new?
Actually, there is some news on this front. For a long time, people have been told that the majority of added sugar in their diet comes from sugary drinks, and public health campaigns have really focused on getting people to drink less of the sweet stuff. However, one key finding in the National Center for Health Statistics' latest survey of national health and nutrition is that only about 30% of the added sugar in adult diets comes from drinks. The majority of added sugar, a whopping 70%, comes from processed foods, such as cake and ice cream, jam, bread, and even seemingly innocent foods, such as tomato sauce, cereal, and salad dressing.
This day is just getting worse and worse.
One easy thing you can do to cut down on added sugars is to check the ingredients of the foods you buy. If sugar or words like syrup, fructose, or dextrose are listed in the first few ingredients, then that food may be high in added sugar.
I guess this rules out ice cream sodas, right?
Well, everything in moderation, Don.
This moment of science comes from Indiana University with production support from the Office of the Provost.
We're on the web at amomentofscience.org. I'm Yael Cassander.
And I'm Don Glass.